This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi, I'm Mishkin Bertigue. I'm the co-founder, CEO, and chief scientist at maxgood.work. I'm also a longtime Agile coach, trainer, and consultant, and I really care about making the world of work a better place, both in terms of creating awesome business results and in terms of making work environments better for people. It's why I got involved in this stuff in the first place.
This is the first episode of a series about Max Good. Mishkin Bertigue, lifelong fascination with learning, intelligence, and education. In the late 90s, Mishkin worked on NLP tools for website analysis and later developed two industry-specific expert systems, Scrum Insight and Real Agility Culture Assessment. Throughout his professional life, he has been involved in various AI ML projects. For most of the past decades, Mishkin has been dedicated to helping managers and their teams improve through the use of agile methods such as Scrum and Kanban. He is dedicated to advancing humanity by combining spiritual principles with technology in work environments. Mishkin is CEO, co-founder, and chief scientist at maxgood.work and continues to serve clients through Bertigue Consulting, Inc., an agile training, coaching, consulting business. Hey, Mishkin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm really excited. I'm just going to tell you, I'm practically a podcast virgin. So this is like really, really cool for me. And I really appreciate the opportunity.
Wow. Awesome. Well, cool. So, you know, tell us about Max Good and, you know, who are you targeting this product to?
Yeah. So, I feel like I can make this really simple. Max Good is for coaches, and in particular, agile coaches, to expand their leverage, get more business, and serve their clients with a much higher level of service and value. It's really simple. But I'd love to say a little bit about the background of how that came about.
Sure.
Because this was a big deal for me. 2 years ago, almost, I was playing with some of these new AI tools pre-ChatGPT, and I was on the OpenAI website fiddling, right? I was just like, my sister is an educator, so we were fiddling with like grade 7 and 8 essay questions and, you know, just having fun, making up stories and stuff. And then I'm like, huh, I wonder how much this thing knows about agile stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I started asking it some questions that would typically come from my clients. And I'm like, oh, crap. I am so out of a job. Like, it was this existential moment for me. And I was like, you know, because I also have a technology background, I knew what was going on, how these systems work, and how fast they were improving. And I was like, uh-oh, I better do something about this. And, you know, I always tell my clients I'm terrible at predicting the future. But in this case, not about my own self, but just in general about the industry, turns out I was kind of right. You know, a lot of people who are agile coaches or scrum masters are getting reduced work or competing at much lower rates or just finding it really hard to get new contracts if they're sort of independent folks. Mm-hmm. They're getting laid off. It's a bloodbath in the industry. And of course, not everyone's feeling it, but like, I can't believe it, but I think I got the future right in this case. It's like, it's really bad.
Now, this is interesting. Now, you're connecting the bloodbath to ChatGPT or AI ML. Is it really mostly that, or is there other factors?
Of course, well, there's lots of factors. Yeah. And that's why I say I'm terrible at predicting the future, because I almost never get the confluence right or the timing right or whatever. But Of course, there's economic factors, inflation and higher interest rates, and the desire of companies to cut back on costs. And of course, I'm going to say this really bluntly. I've been in this agile industry for a really long time. And there's a lot of people out there who are really crappy coaches and scrum masters. And so, of course, companies are letting people go, right? Mm. Like, they're not making a difference. So why would they keep them around?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to say told you so, but, you know, when I started seeing, you know, people who had been project managers for 10 or 20 years suddenly saying, it was all agile and I'm now an agile coach. It was like, yeah, this isn't going to last very long, right? Mm. And no offense to project managers, some very smart people out there, but this is not a small discipline, right? Agility has a lot in it. There's the technical side, there's the process side, the people side, the organizational culture side, the change side, the HR side, the business side. Like, it's a big discipline.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you can't just turn on a dime and suddenly you're an agile coach. That doesn't make any sense. I came to it quite naturally through my technical career, but I wasn't good at it at first. You know, I was just early on. I was lucky. Right.
Yeah. No, I feel you there. I didn't get trained as a coach. I just lived the life of being a little bit ahead of everyone else and kind of was asked to be a coach at a certain point because they found I was useful, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And now people are getting coaching certificates, or they're getting life coaching related disciplines. There's all kinds of growth.
Yeah. Or leadership coaching or whatever. Yeah. Right. And don't get me wrong. Those things are valuable and interesting and so forth. And, you know, they certainly help, but you know, one of the things that I love, like Lisa Adkins is like amazing. And I took some agile coach training from her, I want to say like 2010 or something like that. I'm not sure exactly when it was. And, you know, she said something really interesting in the training, which is that agile coaching isn't just coaching. And like professional coaching is deliberately very distant from solutions. It's like, how do I help you think through your problem, solve your problem for yourself? And it's much more about people's internal capacity to have, you know, intelligence and problem solving skills and emotional equilibrium and so on and so forth. It's very little about a solution or what I would call consulting. But here's the thing. Although that's valuable, and although I have a lot of respect for that approach to working, agile is a discipline and does require expertise. And this is one of the things that I loved about what Lisa was saying so many years ago about agile coaching. And anyway, so I mean, to bring it back to Max Good, one of the things that we've done is we have licensed expert content from people, including Lisa, David Anderson around Kanban, Mary Poppendiek about lean software development, and quite a few other people, and it's growing all the time, so that the platform itself can incorporate the true expertise of world leaders. And, you know, we're focused on agile, but we're going beyond that. We've got some leadership stuff in progress, some HR related stuff in progress, some sales and marketing stuff. Anyway, it's really a very powerful platform to license and compensate these experts in a way that, say, you know, OpenAI isn't doing.
Right. Okay. Right. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is specialization on top of Max Good beyond, say, a general ChatGPT.
That's right. Yeah. And we've really put a lot of work into fine tuning how that works. For those in the know, we use retrieval augmented generation, RAG generation, but we've got some really interesting things about how we do this with a supervisor. Anyway, it's a very interesting kind of problem to make it so that it's building into its responses really good, solid background information. And it's very powerful that way.
Nice, nice. Now, I want to like connect this with the oh crap moment that you had when you were playing with ChatGPT, because I'm assuming that what happened then, and you've only enhanced it and made it further better now with this augmentation. Tell us how you were using it and how you kind of expect coaches to use it.
Yeah, so it's evolved. Like any good startup, we've had some pivot moments, and those have been driven by things happening in the marketplace, but also a lot of our engagement with our customers. So when we first launched, our positioning was a little bit more disruptive, shall we say. We thought that we would be able to replace coaches and managers completely. And for a lot of reasons, that actually didn't make complete sense. It was a little bit too idealistic in some ways, way too early. But we built the platform with this kind of idea in mind that these AI tools, if properly configured and augmented with context information and, you know, all this background expertise and, you know, some tuning and some, you know, special cool heuristics, would be really good at interacting with people, not just in a chat sense, but more proactively to support them. And specifically, what we talk about is how MaxGood can help any person or organization to align people, to support them, and develop them. Now, it doesn't stand alone anymore. We always want to have a human in the loop. So the idea is we're keeping a system with continuity. So, for example, I use it with my training clients. I have scrum training that I do, and I introduce it in the training itself, and people use it to get a sense of it in a more chat-oriented format. I give them some guidance on how to get the best use out of it. We configure it so each person has it personalized and contextualized to them. And then they get a chance to continue to use it as a way of getting support from me virtually after the class is over. So it becomes, in a sense, my support network after the class. Mm. And so, you know, my thousands of clients who come through my training, they get this, and I don't have to worry about my scalability. They don't have to worry about bugging me. And it works for everyone. So, you know, and there's some continuity things that are really important. So I can check in on what my avatar, I call it an essential avatar because it's not like a full-blown video feed or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's all text-based. But my essential avatar, I check in to make sure that it's giving good responses. And likewise, when I get information about a client, of course, with appropriate respect to data privacy, et cetera, I include that in the system so that it's more and more contextualized over time. And that helps it do better and serve my clients with way more value than I could ever as just a single human being. And of course, at a very low price too.
Right.
So it costs me very little to have this system that I trust to support my clients. That's huge.
Nice. Yeah. No, so your journey at the initially you were kind of envisioning as a way to reduce the amount of roles and managers and scrum masters, I suppose, or coaches.
Yep.
And now it's become more of a force multiplier of,
that's right.
Like a train the trainer or coach the coaches, but in a, automated system. Are you new to Agile or Scrum? Looking for a fun way to pick up the knowledge to become an Agile team? Go get the novel, Agile Noir. It's a dramatic novel about a project manager who needs to transform his teams to become Agile because his life depends on it. This book is available in the US on Amazon, in India on Pathy.com, in China, it's available on my WeChat store. Links are in the show notes. check out the show notes because we have good things in there for you, the listener, to find so conveniently. Like, for example, the link to maxgood.work or other things that come up with the podcast. We put it in there as a link. And so it's super easy. And show notes, what are they? They show up in your podcast player for easy tapping. They are right there in your phone or in your computer, whatever device you're using that has the podcast player. If you downloaded this show as an MP3, go back to the website where you got it from, and there you will see the show notes. Next episode, more Michigan and Max Good.
One of our early pilot projects was with a small staffing agency. And the problem that they had is the founder of the staffing agency just really had no time to support all her internal staff and the constant new people that she was bringing on board. So we configured Max Good to have her personality and uploaded a ton of her knowledge and content and material that was all part of her onboarding program and FAQs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then she would bring new people on and also the people she already had, and they would be able to access this Phyllis avatar instead of bugging the business owner, right? To allow her to scale further.